He asks the tough questions. He gets the answers. He does some research on the internet.
The internet.
He's Alex Stein.
Alex Stein.
He's Alex Stein.
Alex Stein.
And hey.
Hey.
You better bet.
You bet all your money.
That his podcast is so cool. His podcast is so cool.
Stay in school.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, welcome back to the Alex Stein Podcast. What's up, everybody? It's episode 99 of the Alex Stein Podcast. I'm Alex Stein, your host of the Alex Stein Podcast. And thanks for following me on Twitter at this Alex Stein. I stopped saying, don't forget to follow me. I'm going to start saying thanks for following me because you got to be proactive with the things that you want. And thanks for donating to the Alex Stein Podcast at thealexsteinpodcast.com. And this is episode 99. And it's a very special episode because I have my beautiful, hilarious, wonderful, unicorny, beautiful again, wife of exactly 1 year, Andy Erickson Stein, everybody.
Hi, Alex Stein Erickson. Thanks for having me on your 99th episode. That's so cool.
Thanks for being on my podcast, and thanks for having my last name.
Oh, of course. I have your last name. It's secret, but I have it.
It's secret. It shouldn't be. You get a new web account.
AndyErickSonStein.com. Actually, I probably should buy that. That's a good idea. Buy it for me. Present. Thank
All
you.
All right. That's a wedding gift for year two of our wedding.
Thank you.
Of
next our marriage. Year.
So thanks for being on the podcast. Thanks for being my wife. And this episode was originally going to be specifically you and me talking about how wonderful our year together has been of marriage.
Yeah, because it's our 1 year wedding anniversary. But we can't just talk about the wedding anniversary because...
There's news that the place that we got married, no, not a church, Acme Comedy Club, might be having to relocate.
Yeah, we saw on the news just a couple days ago and all over Facebook that Acme's being attacked. It's under attack. Our freedom!
The condo people are moving in and they're saying, hey, these people need expensive apartments.
Yeah.
And we want to take away your parking. It's basically.
Yeah.
The big thing right now is that Acme is a good spot. There's really not, it's not too crazy parking. But if this condo happens, it's going to be insane to find a spot to park.
Yeah, because even now, it still is tricky to find parking because the lot will fill up or the streets will be filled up if there's a few events going on. And that's with having like a lot. And if this condo comes in, that's going to take up a bunch of spots. And there's just not going to be any spots to park. There's not going to be any place to park. So how can you have a business where your people drive there and then have to like leave to park and then walk really far? Or and it's like there's just parking is so important for businesses because you need people to be able to come to your business. So the fact that they are just going to build these condos and didn't even ask the businesses around there if it was okay, hey, do you guys think we should build these condos? And they knew there would be an issue, so they kind of kept it a secret until recently.
That shows that there's something up, that they kept it a secret up until like they had to release it.
Well, and they didn't even release it. I heard that Acme found out from a newspaper article that said there's a new condo coming in and they're gonna start breaking ground in July. Like, that's a month away.
That's shady as fuck.
That's so shady.
As fuck.
As fuck. Right?
Yeah, so we're here to call out the shadiness. We're the first news organization to to break this story. Our good friend, manager at Acme, Derek Johnson, hasn't directly talked to us, but he talked to us through a story that he did for WCCO.
Yeah, well, we're not the first news, we're not even a news station to break it. It's starting to spread like crazy. It's been on city pages and WCCO and Fox 9, because this is a huge story because it's impacting a huge part of the community and the arts community and the business community.
You can't. Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis is a staple of amazing art in Minneapolis. It's like our amazing theater for theater. But exactly. It's the venue for stand-up comedy.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, and there's also the opera houses right there, too.
It's not just Acme that's going to be affected by this.
And it's crazy that we're just finding out. And then, oh, hey, guys, in a month, this could affect you and tons of people, their welfare, their jobs, just the community in general. Also, it's like they say it was passed unanimously. I can't remember the name of the board, but we'll play the clip. That it was passed unanimously. It was like, yeah, it's pretty easy to pass something unanimously if you only show one side. Like, oh, hey, should everyone get candy? Oh, okay. Oh, but what about the fact that the candy has poison in it? Oh, no one mentioned poison. Oh, I vote no to that. I would try it.
You would at least give it a
lick. I love candy. But you can't just show one side because that analogy maybe doesn't make sense. But you kind of get what I'm saying. You can't just say, oh, well, it passed unanimously. Well, who the fuck cares? You can't just show, we're going to build a condo. Is that cool? Yeah, cool. No one else cares. Anyone else have anything to say? Oh, no one else was invited.
So, I'm just here for the free coffee. I'll vote for whatever you want. Bring on the more free coffee and poison candy.
Poison candy, exactly. So they're just, oh, well, it was passed unanimously, so we have nothing to worry about. It's like, well, maybe if you would have told the businesses around there, they could have come to the meetings and said, hey, by the way, here's some more things to consider. Other than lining your pockets with that sweet, sweet condo gold money. What?
Right. Well, like, condos are a big thing because they are taking over, like, the U of M. A lot of places that I remember have gotten turned into, like, big fucking condo units. Here in L.A., North Hollywood, there's a lot of places that are getting turned into condo units.
Yeah, they're just tearing them down and building. I guess people need places to live, but there already are places to live. And there's also more places for, because when you build a condo, you can like build in a parking structure underneath. Or you can plan, if you're building something new, you can plan to add parking. And with the businesses that are there, they can't just like build parking on the roof. I mean, it's a large building, or they can't, I don't know, maybe we could invent, like, some weird, like, claw that picks up all the cars and holds them in the air.
Seriously, they have something like that in Japan.
They do.
It's not a claw, but you go into a place, and your car will then drop down below and get sorted into, like, its own, warehouse of parking your car. It's true. I think it's Japan or Korea. It's one of those awesome countries.
Well, okay, so do you want...
We need that.
Well, I don't know if we want our city to turn into robot world. Like, we want it to be natural.
Hey, if they're...
trees and stuff.
Robots give great back rubs.
No, they don't.
Yes, they... Okay.
Where did you hear that?
We're going to go to the clip. I have back rubs on the mind. I love being married to you for a year, by the way.
I do, too. I love you. I love being married to you for a year, too.
And we had a great day. Yesterday was our real anniversary. Was Tuesday.
Yeah.
May 24th. And we played some mini golf.
Well, we called it mega golf.
Mega golf because it's mega fun.
Yeah. And we also had pancakes.
The pancake brunch that only us showed up to.
And then we watched the Flintstones movie.
That was a great movie.
And we got Froyo. We definitely had, like, if it was like an 8-year-old's birthday party, that was our anniversary, 1-year anniversary. And it was amazing.
It was great. I love you forever.
I love you forever, too. Okay, now back to the attack.
Back to Acme getting attacked by condos. Here we go. It's funny because, like, I think of condos as being bad, too, because of the movie Happy Gilmore. Like, they wanted her to move into a condo.
Yeah.
And he's like, my grandpa didn't build a condo out of his bare hands. So ever since then, I've hated condos. So I've been against big condo for a long time.
Well, also, this whole thing just feels like the plot of a movie where we're the good guys and the crazy. Because it's like, we're like this awesome, fun, cute little comedy club being attacked by, I don't know.
Big condo.
Big condo.
and little Acme is like, we're fighting the good fight.
Yeah, who's been around for over 20 years and had to, you know, fight against, like, the recession and still stuck around. And all of a sudden this condo comes in when times are good and just wants to, like, take all the... Also, if Acme leaves, no one's going to want to live in that condo because the whole area is cool because of Acme.
Absolutely.
Like, I would move into a condo and pay a ton of money to be by the comedy club, But the second Acme left, it'd be like, oh, now I'm just surrounded by condos. Like, and that's it. There's no comedy club. What am I going to do every night of the day?
And even if this condo had a comedy club in it, like they made up for it.
Oh, it would be the suck. Worst.
Nobody would go to it.
Oh, I just, yeah, everything would be shiny.
Comic clubs aren't supposed to be shiny. Okay, no. Here. So this is like the WCCO news. About this.
Yeah, there's been a few stories. This is one of them.
And our good friend and manager, Derek Johnson, talks during it. So we're going to talk about, we're going to show you guys this. And there's also a petition that you guys can get action. This is a way for you to be involved. Here we go.
A nationally recognized comedy club in the North Loop is worried new construction could mean the end of its 25-year run. A proposed new 8-story, 124 apartment complex building could displace some parking that is used by customers of Acme Comedy Club. The people who live there are also sounding the alarm. They rely on the surface parking lots as well. WCCO's Reg Chapman has more on the fight to save the charm of a historic district.
We love where we are. We love our location. We don't want to have to relocate or close.
Acme Comedy Club manager Derek Johnson believes a proposed apartment complex will drive away guests of the nationally recognized venue.
We're not in the business of stifling any other business or rejecting new neighbors at all. We want this community to grow.
Johnson says the owners of the comedy club are in favor of development, but they believe losing parking spots in an already hard to park area will force Acme to close.
What we're asking for is more consideration on the impacts that the development has on neighborhoods, on the character of neighborhoods.
Matt Jansen put together a petition to fight the development.
I have an appreciation for the old buildings and just the history of the neighborhood.
Jansen says taking away Acme's parking is the first step in destroying what makes the North Loop a destination.
That goes away, and the commercial businesses in the building likely go away, and it ruins the integrity of the neighborhood.
Solheim Companies is behind the development. Owner Kirk Gunsberry says he has worked on this project with the city for more than 9 months. Gunsberry said the Heritage Preservation Commission approved his plan unanimously. In a statement, Gunsberry says the parking lot in question is not the parking lot that is closest to Acme. Acme does not have a lease on the parking lot we plan to develop. There is a 1.6-acre lot across the street from Acme that will remain vacant.
Gunsberry says that Acme has not reached out to him or the company concerning the parking issues. Jansen says that he and others who oppose the development are going to try to pack a city council planning commission meeting in June to voice their concerns.
Okay, and we're back. So we just got done listening to the WCCO talking about this proposed 124-unit apartment complex. And they did a very, very weird thing here by saying that it's not the parking lot across from Acme. That one's going to stay
open.
Well,
no, they said it, not the one closest.
But it's still the same parking lot. It's just if you divide it by two, it's the one on the farther side away from Acme that's going to stay there.
Yeah, so there's, I'm not sure which one's going to stay there or not. I think the one closest to them is going to stay there, which they're both fucking across the street. Mm-hmm. They're next to each other. But if you build something in one area parking, where are those people who used to park there going to park? Oh, right next to the other spot where there's a lot there. So
let's assume it got cut in two. So you're taking one parking lot, cutting it in half.
Yeah.
So right there, just those people.
Yes.
There's not enough parking.
So, yeah.
But now bring in the people who are going to live in this apartment complex.
Yeah. I don't know. Where are they going to park? Are they going to have a lot underneath? But that might not even be enough. And they're going to need spaces next to park. But read what Derek Johnson wrote on Facebook. He kind of explained it. Because we were confused. We were like, wait, so if it's not that lot, what lot is it? And that was just them being kind of deceptive and saying, no, don't worry. It's not the lot across. But the facts are there won't be enough parking for customers.
This is directly from Derek Johnson. He said Gunsberry, this is the people that are doing the proposed building. Gunsberry is just trying to confuse everyone. This is one of the lots across from Acme. It's the one that butts up to 8th Avenue. Long story short, the contract parking in that lot will be moved to the center lot and therefore will kill our parking.
Yes. So they try to make it seem like, oh, no.
Well, they'll be fine. There's still some parking.
Because really, there aren't any other lots near Acme. Like, that's maybe a half a mile away or a mile away. I'm not really sure.
And then you also get into the Minnesota Twins stadium parking. Mm-hmm. And those people, when they're at games, take up all that parking,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, during games, people come, well, because parking is so limited. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess they have that lot, but it still is cheaper to maybe walk a half mile or closer to a mile.
And the North Loop is getting bigger, and there's more people coming in and visiting these new restaurants and food mm-hmm. places. So, yeah, it's weird, too, that we're arguing over a parking lot or mm-hmm. that we're fighting for a parking lot.
Yeah.
Because, like, that song, like, you pay paradise and put up a parking lot. And we're so like, yeah. Keep the parking lot now.
Yeah, pave.
We already fucked paradise.
Pave a parking lot, put up a dumb condo. But it's...
You should make that song.
Yeah. But it's... I do think we... It does... I know that we live in LA now, and people... It's a hot topic down here, too, because there is a need for so much parking, and people get upset because parking kind of ruins different views, or it kind of makes areas less desirable looking because there's big parking structures. But you need parking, and that's an important part of any city. So it's almost like they shouldn't be building a condo. They should be building like a smallish parking structure potentially, or because so then there would be more parking. And I think you could still make money that way. I mean, the people who own the parking lot seem to be doing fine. I'm not sure if they sold it or they must have. I don't know if it was owned by the state or what, but they were doing fine. But somehow I guess they must have gotten bought out or whatever. But they didn't really consider the businesses around.
Because that parking lot had to have been making money.
Right. I mean, it's just a lot where people park in. You know, it costs money to manage and stuff. But it's definitely a necessary part of a city is to have parking. And if anyone who knows who drives, you know how important parking is. And even me, I take the bus a lot. And I'm still upset because I want my friends to have parking spots. And it is true, like, people could... I guess try to carpool more, but it's not really feasible because a lot of people who are coming to comedy shows already are carpooling because you're coming with a big group of friends mm-hmm. and you're coming from the suburbs, and that's where a lot of the business is coming from. It's surrounding areas. Even different people from out of state will come to Acme to see the comedy shows. And
yeah, well, I know a lot of people who go to comedy shows are people from the suburbs, mm-hmm. you know, who come into the city. And a lot of college students from the U of M. We would come over all the time, but it's still like, I'd much rather drive there than sit on a bus for 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd rather drive there for 10 minutes.
And even then, like, I did take the bus there a lot, which was fine. But at the same time, you know, as later on at night, you don't want to have to take a bus home if you're leaving at, you know, 12:30 or 1 a.m. You know, sometimes you are. And if Acme has to move, Acme is a big part of the college, of the University of Minnesota college scene. That's the cool thing to do, is to go to Acme on Monday nights. Mm-hmm. And if Acme's not there, or if it's not accessible, or if it's not, you know, near the campus, that does take out a big part of just even the college experience. And a lot of college kids' first experience with comedy is going to Acme Comedy Club.
That was my first experience of stand-up comedy, and you were one of my first experiences too of watching comedians. You were there on my first night.
Exactly. That's how we met. I mean, you saw me do stand-up a couple times, but you saw me at Acme.
Yep.
And you asked me out on a date after seeing me at Acme.
Yep.
And we had some of our first like anniversary of dating at Acme. And we got married at Acme.
Acme also doubles as a chapel.
Like, yes, people like get married there.
They're going to tear down a church, everybody.
Yeah, like, they're this is tearing our, down a church.
This is our church, and they're saying F you to God.
Oh, totally.
And the comedy god.
Stomping on the comedy gods, and just all the gods, probably. We got married by a wizard, Harry Potter.
Mary Mac.
Mary Mac and Tim Harbison married us. They're essentially like magical unicorn wizards.
But it's just, it's such a beautiful, warm, amazing place where mm-hmm. people get to show off their artistic talents and have a stage that's nationally known. And part of that is having an audience. Mm-hmm. One thing is the building, but the other thing is having an audience that isn't walking in being like, oh, I had to fucking walk 2.5 blocks just to find parking.
It's more than 2.5 blocks. It would be...
It would be
5 blocks, 10 blocks, and it would be not even just enough because people would be, oh, I'm not going to go there because and it's cold in the wintertime too. Mm-hmm. People could die trying to get there
because
it's so cold.
I mean, I don't know how much truth there is this, but there, we had a housing bubble, a housing crash.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we're getting into the part where it's going to be now a condo crash? a condo bubble of like all these condos going up everywhere. And right now people kind of want to live in them because they're doing okay. But after a while, people are like, I can't afford this condo. I'd rather find a nice little one bedroom in Uptown.
There's definitely a chance of that happening where it'll just be this vacant, weird condo that, I mean, and then it'll just be no one there. And then there won't be a comedy club there. So it'll just be this sad neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the people who are building this condo have ever been to Acme. Because I feel like if they'd been there and been inside, they would respect the owners enough to fill them in.
I'll bet you that's one of the selling points of this condo is like, hey, we're adjacent to Acme Comedy Club.
Sure.
Hey, we're adjacent to these other theaters and this great wildlife here. Wildlife, what?
Wildlife. Well, there's a river. You can go to the river across the way. Yeah. That's where we got our wedding pictures taken. I just don't think the people building this had any care for the community at all. Because you can kind of tell, because you can tell that Acme cares about the community and the building. And this new condo coming in, they in that interview we just listened to, they said, we've been planning this for 9 months.
9 months.
Almost to brag, like, we've been planning this for 9 months, so don't try to ruin this. We've been planning this for 9 months. And it's like, first of all, 9 months, oh, cry me a river. Acme's been there for over 20 years, and they've been planning their future. Every year they plan. And they look ahead and they just assume there's going to be parking because who wouldn't? And also, if you've been planning this for 9 months, why didn't you say something?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems so just indecent. It seems that's why so many people are getting like motivated, because we're all affected by this. People from all different parts of the community, and not even just comics, but
not even people that live in Minneapolis, people that drive an hour to go see comedy,
mm-hmm.
like the whole state of Minnesota.
Yeah. People are on Acme's side. And I think that it's good to see the community coming together. And I really hope there's enough time to do something, which is why we wanted to talk about this and why we really hope you guys go and sign the petition.
Yeah. There's a petition out there, and I'm going to have a link to it. In mm-hmm. the page on
it's
the website.
A change.org petition.
I've already signed it.
Can you look it up and see what it's called so people can search for it on change.org in case they don't go to the link? Yeah, it's a change.org petition. It's been growing. I think there are over 3,000 signatures so far. And it's only been out there for like maybe over a little over a day. So everyone's kind of been signing it, and I think you're going to keep hearing more about this. And we just kind of need to find more ways to find a way to stop this from happening. I know there's a hearing on June 27th. I believe that's a Monday. And I think as many people as we can get to go to that as possible. Let me just double check. I'm pretty sure it's June. Yeah, I read somewhere it was June 27th. There's a hearing. And so we want as many people to go to that, sign the petition.
The petition, it's Acme Comedy Co. must stay in Minneapolis, protect the charm and character of the North Loop.
Yep.
Petition, change.org. It was originally made by Matt Jensen. He was, they interviewed him on that, on the WCCO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go there and read through it. There's a lot of really good points. You can tweet at Mayor Hodges. You can
tweet at the mayor,
city council members. We'll provide all that information in the bio. Read off the tweets of the people who
here we
are.
Go. We got Henry Phillips, funny comedian who also plays guitar, saying, sign the petition, save Acme Comic Company in Minneapolis. Emo Phillips, Minneapolis Comic Company would sure help use your rescuing right about now. Nick Swartzen. Acme Comedy is my home comedy club and a landmark for Minneapolis. Help keep it where it is. Nick Thune, please save Acme and the best comedy club. Tom Segura, don't let some developer make Acme move. Sign the petition. Like, these are huge, huge stars in the world of comedy, not just here in Minnesota, but through the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like saying, hey, Acme is a staple of comedy in America.
Yeah.
We
need to save it.
We need to save it.
Come on, guys.
And now's our chance. Right now, we have 3,732 supporters. They need 1,268 needed to reach 5,000. So hopefully we can be part of that and you guys can help save this wonderful place that Andy and I got married and we wanted to stay there forever.
Yeah, I couldn't. I mean, the thought of it just makes me cry because this place is a home. It's where I made a lot of my best friends. It's where I met my husband. It's where I got married. It's where a lot of comedians I know, they met. A lot of comedians met there. And it's where, I mean, I found my voice and where I became an adult, you know? And it's one of the places I got to see my dad do stand-up, and it's one of the places I last saw my dad before he died. It was at Acme Comic Club, and I remember it vividly. And I remember seeing so many friends and family come there. It's a place where you don't know what to do that night. Oh, you go to Acme because it's your home. Mm-hmm. And so it's like losing a home. It really is. It's for everyone who's been there, and even the and especially the comics who work there, and the people who own it, like Lewis Lee, this is his home as well, and I don't want to see him have to deal with moving a business or potentially losing it, just you know, because of something that maybe we could help prevent. Maybe if enough people come together, we could stop this from happening, because they haven't broken ground yet. You know, there's still time.
Yeah, things can happen. Things can change. And that's why we're here. Like, we want to make this a big part of our lives and spread it to everybody that if you haven't found out about it, like, now's the time to act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell everyone you know. And if you've never been there, come see a show and see for yourself, because you will want this place to be around. Be around forever, too.
Yeah, go see a Monday night open mic there. Mm-hmm. Go see a show. Go find somebody that you love performing mm-hmm. there. They're going to be there.
Yeah, they have shows Tuesday, Monday through Saturday, and they have like their headliners Tuesday through Saturday. And it's always a great time. And the staff there is all wonderful. And don't cry.
I'm not crying.
Don't cry. I know. So,
and if you want to get married, call up Derek Johnson and say, hey, you can't move. I want to get married here. This is where Andy and Alex got married, and it was beautiful, their ceremony.
Yeah, it was the coolest place to have a wedding.
They played Neutral Milk Hotel for us.
Yeah, they did.
That was the song. And then mm-hmm. Sigur Rós was mm-hmm. the song when you walked out in your dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like I owe a lot to Acme. Mm-hmm. Andy feels like she definitely owes a lot to Acme.
Yep. And the least we can do is just get as many people involved as possible.
Yeah.
Because here in LA, actually, because I was like, can you really stop a condo? I feel like with enough money, they're not going to care about a comedy club. That's it. It does. It seems like we are the little guys. Yeah. We're, you know.
You think money's going to trump.
Yeah. And but then here in LA, we were talking to Amber Preston, and she was saying there was a Target being built on like Melrose, a very busy street down here. And you drive by it and there's a half built Target there. And the reason is because the community got together and said, we don't want a Target in our neighborhood. And they were able to stop Target from building on their street halfway through. They'd already started and they were still able to stop it. That's insane to me that you could get Target to not build. Like, just Target doesn't give a fuck, right? And they were still able to say,
apparently they do.
Apparently they do, right? If enough people come together and say, hey, we don't want this, you don't want that vibe. You don't, I mean, if these condos come in, I mean, it's just comedians are just going to be standing outside their door every day telling jokes because they're going to be thinking Acme's there, show up, there's no club there. They're going to have to just, you know, tell jokes to these random people outside, and they're just going to be making fun of them the entire time.
Yeah, it's not a productive environment.
Yeah.
Outside comedy.
Yeah, and outside comedy isn't good comedy either. You can't just, there's wind and birds that no one can really hear.
The birds!
The birds!
You're looking up, you're like, hey, don't poop on me, dumb
chirp,
bird.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. Right? It's going to be weird.
Well, I like the fact that they were able to stop a Target because in Uptown, they were not able to stop a Kmart on Nicollet Ave. There's one of the main streets in uptown Minneapolis is Nicollet, and mm-hmm. it was going north to south, and right in the middle of it, boom, they threw a Kmart. It literally blocked the road.
Oh, I just assumed the road was blocked, and then Kmart was like, oh, we'll go there.
My story works so much better
if
Kmart was like, fuck Nicollet Ave, we're going right here.
Yeah, you want to go through, you're going to have to take a lot of rights and then some lefts.
Yeah, that's not a blue light special, if you ask me.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's red light special. Honk, honk, get out of my way. So yeah, so I still think there's hope. And I know this is our 1 year anniversary, and we should just be talking about how much we love each other and how much we love our cat and
love
how excited we are for year two. But right now, this is the most important thing to us because Acme is synonymous with love and synonymous with our relationship. And if you love us, you need to help us save Acme Comedy Club.
Yeah. So I know we're trying to be jokey and funny with this episode, but we are serious. Like, this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Acme Comedy Club is a very important part of who we are as artists, as people, as Minnesotans,
mm-hmm.
as Americans, as Earthlings. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a very important thing. So please look at the petition, sign it, call up a congressman, text them, tweet them, you know, do what you got to do because this is something that now is the time because it's happening.
Don't put it off.
Don't put it off.
Check the link. We'll be posting this on Facebook and it'll be on iTunes, but check the link in the description and sign it and share it.
Yeah, we'll probably do a follow-up next week and just see how everything's going. And
good idea.
And then Podventure, our podcast, that's coming up.
We just started recording interviews for it. It's going to be about prints and cats.
Yep. And no more, we're not going to talk too much about it
because
it's secret.
It's going to be amazing.
So, all right, everybody. Thank Andy Erickson Stein.
Love you. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Love you, too. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hey, you said that. You already said that. Thanks for following me on Twitter at This Alex Stein, Instagram, The Alex Stein Podcast.
Yep.
TheAlexSteinPodcast.com and the email, thealexsteinpodcast@gmail.com. And hey, if you guys want to be on the show or you guys have any questions or if you wrote in a petition and you want us to read, like maybe something that you guys wrote about Acme, send it in. I'll read it on the air. I'm not the best reader, but I'll give it a shot.
All right. I love it. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Andy, for being on the podcast. And do you have any vocal exercises that we can do real quick here?
Acme Comedy Club.
Okay.
Save Acme from the evil condo doers. Save Acme from the evil condo people. Condo people, die. Just kidding, don't die, but, you know, something legal bad happened to you. Move away. Move to St. Paul where you belong.
Yeah, they don't like parking lots.
Yeah.
Or
bing, bong, boom.
All right, thanks, Andy. That was a great vocal exercise that I don't even want to try because I think it was so good I would ruin it.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too. All right, thanks for listening, everybody, Task Dancers. I'll talk to you guys later. Episode 99. Holy shit, next one's 100. That's a lot. All right, back to Andy Erickson. Hey, everybody. We're going to get going here. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Okay, all right. Talk to you guys later. Observe everything. Bye.
Should everyone get candy? Oh, okay. Oh, but what about the fact that the candy has poison in it? Oh, no one mentioned poison. Oh, I vote no. That I do. I would try it.
You would? Yeah, you would at least give
it a lick. I love candy. I don't know if we want our city to turn into robot world. Like, we want it to be natural.
Hey, if there are
trees and stuff.
Robots give great back rubs.
No, they don't.
It's funny because, like, I think of condos as being bad, too, because of the movie Happy Gilmore. Like, they wanted her to move into a condo.
Yeah.
And he's like, my grandpa didn't build a condo out of his bare hands. So ever since then, I've hated condos. So I've been against big condo for a long time. It's weird, too, that we're arguing over a parking lot, or that we're fighting for a parking lot.
Yeah.
Because, like, that song, like, you pay paradise, you put up a parking lot. And we're like, keep the parking lot now.
Yeah, pave.
We already fucked paradise.
Pave a parking lot, put up a dumb condo. save from the evil condo people. Condo people, die. Just kidding, don't die, but, you know, something legal bad happened to you. Move away, move to St. Paul where you belong.
Yeah, they don't like parking lots.
Yeah. Bing, bong, boom.
All right, thanks, Andy. That was a great vocal exercise that I don't even want to try because I think it was so good I would ruin it.